In the United States, the work of Caritas is very much integrated into the work of the church. Each diocese has its own Caritas, and we also then have a national organization, much like every other country in the world. And in that, the church really focuses on the needs of people. Now, many people think there's not poor people in the United States, or there aren't that many poor people. But in fact, there are. There are over 40 million people that we consider living in poverty. And so we help them in a whole series of ways, from providing shelter and food, clothing, to also people with chemical addiction or those kinds of needs as well, as well as doing simply adoption and child care work. So for us, it's a very important part of evangelization, because the church is about proclaiming the gospel. And if we proclaim the gospel, we don't always have to do that simply by talking about church teaching, but putting those teachings into practice. And that's what Caritas is all about. It gives the church a way to really be a witness to the work of Christ still being done in the world today.
And how does the local church in the U.S. respond to the support given by Caritas Internationalis?
There is a support that comes from Caritas Internationalis to all the other Caritas agencies in the world, in that whenever there is a disaster, the coordination and communication that comes from Caritas Internationalis helps us respond together in a way that means that we are going to work for the common goal of responding to the disaster. And in that sense, Caritas Internationalis provides a very important service to all of us. And it also gives us a vehicle to talk together about principles like integral human development, which Pope Paul VI talked to us about in the encyclical, especially Populorum Progressio. So we are working together in our own ways, in our own contexts, in our own countries, but trying to put the same principles that the church gives us into practice, and always doing so within the context of a Catholic organization, which tells us not only we are witnesses by who we are, but how we do the work that we do as well, so that every person who comes to us, and that I believe God sends to us, is treated with dignity, respect, in a way that lets them know that we are doing this because we see the image of God, the image of Christ within them, and that's why we respond with the respect that we do.
What challenges does Caritas face in your country?
Caritas, or Catholic Charities and Catholic Relief Services, as we call them in the United States, are facing many challenges as far as, I think, trying to help people see that when people are in need, they are our neighbor, as the gospel tells us, but even more, they are our brother and sister. And public policy does not always reflect that need and those priorities. So we have a challenge to really educate people so that public policy should also follow the principles that we believe of people being put first, so that we don't first of all put budgets and secondly think about people. And again, putting what the Holy Fathers have told us in this throughout this past century, that the human person needs to be at the center of everything that we do.
That was Reverend Larry J. Snyder, President of Catholic Charities USA.